What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your daily 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. Let's get smarter. Now, we begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where an Ebola outbreak has crossed a grim milestone. It is officially the deadliest Ebola outbreak in the country's history. More than 2,300 people have died. Nearly 5,000 cases have been confirmed, surpassing the death toll from Congo's devastating 2018 to 2020 outbreak. This outbreak is being driven by the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, a rare form of the virus, which there is no currently approved vaccine or proven treatment for. Its fatality ratio is nearly one in every two cases. Clinical trials are underway for a strain-specific vaccine, as well as two antiviral therapies. The outbreak was officially declared in May, but officials believe it may have started as early as February. Ebola spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids of infected people and can cause fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and in severe cases, internal and external bleeding. Much of the outbreak is occurring in areas already dealing with weak healthcare systems, community resistance, and political instability. Now to Hawaii, where Hurricane Lala has moved on, but for much of the Big Island, the cleanup is just beginning. The governor says at least 100 homes have been damaged. Check out this video from the Hawaii National Guard. The sheer force of the water at the height of the storm pushed a truck off the road. Over 30 inches, that's 2.5 feet of rain falling in some areas of the Big Island. But weather forecasters are hopeful that the rest of the Atlantic hurricane season, which ends in November, will remain quieter than normal. One reason? Something happening thousands of miles away in the Pacific Ocean, El Nino. It occurs when waters in the central and eastern tropical Pacific become unusually warm. And while the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says that there's a strong chance this super El Nino will become the strongest on record, aka lots of rain, that could mean fewer hurricanes. Our meteorologist Derek Van Dam is here to explain.
Strong El Ninos, like the one that's building right now, have an outsized influence on the Atlantic hurricane season, reducing both the number and the strength of tropical systems. Now, El Nino isn't just about the warmer waters here in the Pacific. It's also a change in global circulation patterns. These altered patterns shift sinking air across the tropical Atlantic, stabilizing the atmosphere, reducing thunderstorm development that's needed to create a hurricane. Additionally, these circulation changes, they help displace the jet stream across the tropical Atlantic. These strong upper-level winds create wind shear, which is a hostile environment for tropical development and can deliver a death blow to an emerging hurricane. In the early stages of a tropical storm's life, it needs a calm environment at all levels of the atmosphere to grow. When wind shear is introduced, it disrupts this vertical alignment, making it harder for thunderstorms to organize into a tropical system and get stronger. Now think of a hurricane as a spinning top. Wind shear would be like pushing this top and altering its spin. This is particularly disruptive when the top is spinning slowly, just like the early formative stages of a tropical system. With more wind shear around, it's harder for budding hurricanes to get over that hump. Now while wind shear and sinking air can put a big dent in tropical activity throughout the Atlantic, it doesn't eliminate it altogether. Previous El Nino seasons, like the destruction brought on by Hurricane Andrew in 1992, have proven that it only takes one landfall to make this a catastrophic season. So be hurricane ready this year by downloading the all-new CNN weather app.
From storms influenced by the ocean to storms literally made by fire, and scientists are calling in a Cold War legend to help understand them. NASA is using a modified version of a U-2 spy plane to study how wildfires help generate storms. The U-2, nicknamed the Dragon Lady, is capable of flying at extreme altitudes of up to 80,000 feet, more than twice as high as a typical commercial flight. It served as a crucial eye in the sky for the United States during the Cold War and has played a pivotal role in aerial surveillance ever since. This version, dubbed the ER-2, is like a flying laboratory. Instead of spying on adversaries, though, it's spying on fire. Scientists are getting a bird's eye view of pyrocumulonimbus clouds, or fire clouds, as they form. They're some of Earth's least understood weather phenomena. A wildfire can become so hot that it forces massive amounts of heated air, smoke, and moisture upward and essentially builds its own thunderstorm. These fire clouds can produce lightning, strong winds, and in some cases, fire tornadoes. Scientists hope that these missions will allow them to better understand and possibly predict these erratic storms in the future. Pop quiz, hotshot. What color is a polar bear's skin? White, pink, tan, or black? If you said black, very good. Polar bears have jet black skin to help them absorb heat from the sun. And while their fur coats appear white, they're actually clear. Their transparent hairs collect and scatter sunlight, making them appear white. Our next story makes one point perfectly clear. Let sleeping bears lie. One man learned this the hard way, disturbing a slumbering polar bear. This happened in Norway's Svalbard Archipelago, a remote chain of Arctic islands roughly halfway between mainland Norway and the North Pole. Last August, a person aboard a vessel reportedly sounded a foghorn near a sleeping polar bear. Bear wakes up. Bear moves away, and on Thursday, human gets bill. Authorities issued a fine of 50,000 Norwegian kroner, that's roughly $5,300, determining the horn was used to deliberately disturb the animal. Svalbard has strict protections for polar bears, including rules prohibiting people from unnecessarily disturbing, luring, or pursuing them, and people shouldn't wake them because they need their rest. They're built to conserve energy in an environment where their next meal isn't guaranteed. If we think we've achieved anything on our own, we're foolish. We've all had people help us become who we are. We're nothing more than conduits of knowledge and energy, and what we have is not for us to possess, it's for us to pass on. Legendary coach Dusty Baker shared that message with my football team, and it stuck with me throughout my NFL playing days. We can gain great wisdom, learning from our elders, right? Well, that's something that teenager Luke Morrison understood at a young age. At 13, he took an old camper that his grandfather was ready to throw away and transformed it into a full-on military museum behind his house in Vermont. He collects rare items and stories to share with others. Darren Perrin from our affiliate WCAX has the story.
I've been interested in military history for a while.
Luke's just 15.
They could conceal like this.
But knows more about military memorabilia than most people. It started with an ammunition box.
And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
But it's grown to include rare finds, some prized possessions, like his grandfather's Air Force uniform.
He served in the States during Vietnam.
Not only collecting military souvenirs, but war stories, too.
Well, I want to be a paratrooper.
I'm very grateful towards them and patriotic. I always come away very patriotic and a lot smarter than I was before.
And his collection has grown so much, he's had to expand. Luke just got a second mobile camper to take his museum on the road. It appears Luke is the youngest founder of a military museum in the country.
I feel like it's extremely important to A, remember history, because there's a saying I like, if you don't remember history, you're going to repeat it. And B, we got to remember the sacrifice of the veterans and who gave us our freedom.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, proves that sometimes your job stinks until you strike gold. A construction crew in Belgium was installing a sewer line beneath a former brewery when their drill hit something decidedly not sewage. Gold. And not just a little. We're talking gold bars and coins worth an estimated 9 million euros. That's about 10.5 million US bucks. Authorities moved the treasure to a secure location while investigators worked to determine where it came from and who legally owns it. And my favorite part, one member of the construction crew was a student working a part-time job. That's worth putting on a resume. Teamwork, proficient in word, and in locating buried treasures. It is shout-out time now, and first in line, all of the access teachers at Klein Kane High School in Spring, Texas. I see you. Keep inspiring and helping people shine. We so appreciate you. And this shout-out goes to Coach Bilbo and all of my Jaguars at North Pike Junior High in Summit, Mississippi, rise up. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel for your shout out request. Now tomorrow is our very first Your Word Wednesday of the new season. Your word in the show. Put a unique vocabulary word and the definition in the comment section of our latest post on Instagram or TikTok at Koi Wire, at CNN10, and we're going to choose a winner to use in tomorrow's show. Put your school, name, city, and state in there too so we can show you some love. Make this a Tuesday terrific, and I'll see you tomorrow, sunshine. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN10.